I suspect they'll do. Ready to race. Opening leg of the place accumulator. They're set. And they're racing away. Trump Loy slightly fly jumped at the start over there and lost a bit of ground, but nothing serious. Towards the outside, Captain Coop and Titan of the Turf show the best gallop of all. Charming Cheetahs racing up in third position. His Majesty Trump Loy is down the center of the track. Further back to Master Spy, giving him about 5 length starts, and the back markers Miram about 6-7 lengths off the leader. Through to the 700 they go, and it's Titan of the Turf, the leader, a length from Captain Cooper, behind that Charming Cheetah in third. 2 lengths away to His Majesty Trump Loy. It's got 6 lengths to make up. Master Spy about 8. And further back to Miram is Titan of the Turf. Blitzes a trail here to the 400, led by 5. From Charming Cheetah in second, then came Captain Cooper, Trump Loy, and His Majesty Master Spy further back into him. The last 300, Titan of the Turf, still the leader. Charming Cheetah's up on the outside, then Trump Loy down the inside. 150 to go, Titan of the Turf, Trump Loy is coming home towards the outside. It's Charming Cheetah, who's now running on very strongly. Charming Cheetah, Trump Loy, Charming Cheetah got there from Trump Loy. A great run by Master Spy in third. Titan of the Turf was fourth, then came Miram, His Majesty, and Captain Cooper. Well, it's going to be Charming Cheetah here and Trump Loy. They attacked at the same time from either side of Titan of the Turf, but Charming Cheetah will just get home here from Trump Loy down the inside. As they hit the line, it's going to be a short-head verdict going the way of the Robin Carson-trained Charming Cheetah. Blinkers back on today, and that worked a treat. Beats Trump Loy into second. Third will go to Master Spy. What a run. He looked the business today, did Master Spy. What a four-year-old career he has in front of him in the season. And the fourth placing to Titan of the Turf, who blitzed the trail the whole way through and stopped only in that last furlong or so. His Majesty was further back with Miram, and then came Captain Cooper. But it's a good win. It's a win that they've been waiting for Charming Cheetah. Dialun Chin Sammy, New Atlas Racing nominee Mr. Carson, and TKP Racing, Trevelyn Pillay's here. Muzzy Yanni has got Charming Cheetah to do something he hasn't done in 487 days, and that's win. But he's gone on today, he's got those blinkers on, and he's in a happy space as he comes to win again. He's his third win from 19 starts, just edging out Trump Loy. If you looked at the weights, there was meant to be quite a bit between them, so it's a great run from the runner-up anyway. Charming Cheetah has gone on to score over here. Well, they are coming back into the winner's enclosure. Charming Cheetah for trainer Robin Clarkson. The breeders Clifton Stud, we congratulate the team out at Clifton Stud and Rosetta, just outside the small little hamlet of Nottingham Road in KwaZulu-Natal, to Peter and Jenny Blythe, and to the team out at Clifton Stud. Charming Cheetah's ridden to victory by Muzzy Yenny. He wasn't going to be denied this time round. He lost at a short head the previous one, but has got up here to win on Charming Cheetah. For owner Trevelyn Pillay, this is TKP Racing. Robin Clarkson, the winning trainer. Well done as well to New Atlas Racing, nominee to PJ Clarkson, and also to Dialun Chin Sammy, whose colours Charming Cheetah runs in. Well done to Josh Peter, to Robin Clarkson, and to Trevelyn Pillay. And they'll lead in Muzzy Yanny. The winner here on Charming Cheetah gets up to win this graduation plate.